Good day to all our listeners. This is Paige Estrotori with the Weekly News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. This week, we have had dramatic developments in the insurance industry, starting with growing concerns about the potential risks brought about by inaccuracies in artificial intelligence, or AI, as raised by industry experts. Daryl Smith from Clyde & Co. has compared this looming issue to past silent cyber challenges. As AI gradually becomes a crucial part of professional services, dilemmas relating to its sometimes unreliable nature could give rise to significant claims. These are especially within the realm of professional indemnity and errors and omissions policies. Still, director and officer policies may encounter risks related to intellectual property and data misuse as well. Smith suggests that insurers should consider incorporating detailed queries about AI usage in policy forms. There's a growing emphasis now for insurers to craft AI-specific policies to manage these exposures efficiently, a critical learning from the asbestos insurance model of years past. Shifting our gaze to the legal space, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, has been caught in several decisive rulings this week. In an interesting turn of events, AFCA backed RAA Insurance's decision to deny a claim over a vehicle location dispute. A policyholder claimed her son's car, registered in Victoria, was stored in South Australia. Upon evaluation, it was found that the car was primarily used and registered in Victoria, leading to the denial of the claim after a mishap took place last April. The inconsistent information about the vehicle's ownership and the car's misrepresented location resulted in RAA Insurance's decision, backed by AFCA, highlighting the importance of complete honesty in policy documentation. On the flip side, AFCA sided with homeowners in a landmark dispute against UI over property damage from a water leak. UI initially denied the claims, attributing the damage to pre-existing issues like earth movements. The homeowners emerged victorious, as AFCA underscored the lack of evidence supporting UI's claim exclusions. The damage was tied to a burst pipe, not earth movement or tree roots. This ruling forces UI to process the claim, cover professional fees, and provide compensation for non-financial distress along with temporary accommodation. It's a firm reminder of AFCA's role in maintaining fairness in insurance practices and an alert for insurers to conduct exhaustive evidence-based evaluations before denying claims. And that brings us to the end of today's Insurance News Wrap. Do join me, Paige Estrotori, next Sunday for another round of crucial developments from the Australian insurance industry, brought to you by Financial Services Online. You can find more details on these stories and more on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until then, stay informed and stay safe.